playing on a seesaw, you'd say, hey, look at those kids. They are, what would you say they were doing?
I was seesawing.
Okay.
Another thing we had, I bet you haven't got that in them playing mumble peg.
You're right. That's not in here. What is it?
Playing with a pocket knife.
You flipping it, throwing
yeah,
it to
the... Different motions from me. I forgot most of it. Now I have it over here. Oh, there's all kinds of things.
We used to do that, but we never got real fancy. We just throw it and try to get it with the blade
around. All kinds of things. Well, how are you doing here?
All right, and you?
Oh, I'm alive.
I want to borrow some of the judge's tape here.
Yeah, you can get it, take anything you want, not out of my pocket.
Okay.
let's see. Oh, did you ever tie a long rope to a tree limb?
And
put a tire on, and what do you call that?
Yeah, no, we didn't have a tire. We had a piece of a 2x2, you might say, tied in the middle, and we just straddled it.
And you call that a what?
We had no name for it. A swing. Talking about the mumble peg, we had another game. We take a shingle. I've got one arrow in my museum. Make an arrow out of it, and I cut a notch in the center, and take a peach limb, put a sling on there, and a knot, and hook that knot in that notch, and shoot the arrow up in the air. It wasn't a bone arrow, which we call a pitcher pile. Pile means arrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise pitcher comes from, I don't know, but we shoot the thing up in the air. I've got the arrow now, but I haven't found no peach limb yet.
Uh-huh. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, that's an invention of our own. Then we made traps to catch a peelog. Peelog is the name of a bird.
Uh-huh.
And there's a figure four deal for making the trap, and when the bird nibbles on the bait, trap falls down.
Huh.
So, okay, there's books in the library. In fact, I've got two of my own called Foxfire. You ever heard that Foxfire
book?
Yes,
uh-huh.
You have.
I have.
That's number 2 and 3.
Yes, I've seen it.
Okay, that trap is in there. I've been wanting to make one, but never got along to it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Talk about being retired and had nothing to do. Like, heck, I haven't got nothing to do. I'm busy 26 hours a day.
Yes, I think you probably are. Did you ever have a container for coal that you kept beside the stove? Or?
No, at Lubbock we fired with coal, heated with coal, but what used for a container, I don't remember.
Okay. What do you call that? That pipe that runs from the stove up to the chimney?
That's called a stove pipe. We call it a stove pipe. Now, what's up in the attic, what goes through the attic is a double pipe. We call that a flue.
Oh, I see. It goes up through the attic and takes the smoke on out?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Some people have a brick chimney built on the side of a house, or even from the attic on up, brick. That's also called a flue.
Uh-huh.
They're dangerous. The mortar can go bad, and then a sparks can go through there and ignite the attic. My aunt's house burned down like that in 39.
Oh, really?
5 miles southwest of here.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's why they used to have so many house fires. You always hear about house fires, you know, and you wonder what happened, why'd they burn down, you know?
It's sometimes hard to determine what caused the fire. One never knows. Someone just blamed on faulty wiring.
Yeah.
I did my own wiring in my house. And it's still standing.
Uh-huh.
I worry about fire. I'm not worried about flood. Fire or hurricane, but fire more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Because something happens so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, spontaneous combustion, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen so easy. Mm-hmm. I worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't build no one. Too old.
You have one of those smoke detectors? You've seen those? You put them in the...
Yeah, well, darn, that thing goes on without any reason. Just last week, it beep, beep.
Oh, really?
Beep. I told
them,
let's get that thing out of here. This feels...
We don't have one, huh?
I don't see the sense of it.
Yeah, well, if it goes off for no reason...
Well, heck, by the time that goes off, the house is too late to save. They say the smoke is like that. I think heat makes it go on, not smoke.
Oh, really?
Suppose we have a fire upstairs. Well, heck, I can burn for a whole hour before that damn gun thing goes on.
Yeah, that's true.
So, what's the use of having it?
It could, that's true. We don't have one yet. I don't know if we ought to get one or not.
I can see the sense of it. I don't believe in it.
What about,
Maybe with this, seat belts in the car. I don't believe in those things. I think they're dangerous.
Fixing to ask you about a seat belt.
I don't use them.
Uh-huh.
And those belts they have around here. Sure, something happens, you can't get away.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't use a seat belt.
It depends on what kind of accident you have,
I guess. If you're going to get killed, that was your time to die. Nothing you can do about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's fate. That's how I believe in it. It's fate. Mm-hmm.